This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon. The state's latest efforts to find people jobs focuses on the long-term unemployed. The program is called Platform to Employment. And to talk about it, our guest is Mr. Scott Jensen, Director of the State Department of Labor and Training. Director, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
A general brief description of the program, please.
Sure. So as part of the governor's economic development efforts, what we really can't do is leave talented Rhode Islanders out of the economic comeback, because we really need to have their skill and their talent and their experience in our workforce. Our companies are calling for it every day. So we have this program, Platform to Employment, which seeks to help specifically people who have been out of work for at least 24 months, because there's a special need that any of us would have, if unemployment hit us in that way.
And that's long after they've exhausted jobless benefits.
Long after they've exhausted jobless benefits. That's right.
Who's eligible for this?
Anybody who's a Rhode Islander who's been out of work for 24 months. It's a wide net. And what we're finding, largely, this is an older workforce. So over 50 is our typical participant in this effort.
Now, before they get into the program, or as an initial part of the program, more accurately, there is some preparatory training here. Before they get a job, we'll say.
Yes, before they get a job. And, you know, but it's an interesting kind of training, because it goes to what the core of these folks, what the challenges they have. Namely, you know, any of us, when we go to a family get-together or see friends, the first question often you're asked is, what do you do for a living? You know, what is your identity? And when you lose your identity, when you lose a job and are long-term unemployed, is a very awkward time, because you're having a hard time answering that question. So we deal in Platform to Employment with that issue, with the emotional aspects of being long-term unemployed, and help people gain their confidence back and find a place to add value again into the economy.
So specifically, what are people asked in this preparatory period?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of soul searching. So it's done in a cohort. It's very important because everybody shares what their experience has been and what it's like to, like I said, you know, have your identity taken away from you, your work identity for a little while, and rebuild that and be able to talk much more clearly about your skill sets and what you can offer to employers. And how do you explain gaps in your resume that you've been unemployed for a couple of years? What happened? Why will you be a great employee going forward? And unless you're really ready emotionally to tackle that part of the job market, it's hard. So that's really what the P2E program explores.
Once a person moves on to actually working, how long is the tryout period?
So P2E, one of the things that is really unique about their program is if a worker has got a nibble on a new job prospect, P2E will work with that potential employer and pay that person's salary for, I think it's 6 weeks, which is enough time for the employer to say, okay, you know, I'm going to take a chance on this person. They may have a gap in their resume, but, you know, we're going to give them a shot. And, you know, that is really useful for employers, I think.
What's the response been from the business community to this program?
Well, so far, 64% of the folks who've gone through the program have been hired. And, you know, more happen every day. So I think the response is pretty good. And, you know, and it's not surprising, because the folks that are in the program have had real success in their careers. And, you know, the economy hit everybody very hard, and companies are getting really great employees from it. So we think it'll grow.
What kinds of companies are involved in this program? A broad range?
Broad range, yeah. Because this is an effort where come one, come all. So if you were an accountant, you would go looking for accounting jobs. If you were, we have a manufacturing specialist. He is looking for work in manufacturing. So it's a broad range of companies, because the worker themselves does the search.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Scott Jensen, Director of the State Department of Labor and training. Now, people in the program are being paid. Do they also get benefits from the company? What's the situation with benefits?
So it would
health coverage, for example.
No, sure, that's a big deal. But that would be if the company offers health benefits, then they would get health benefits. So it's they're trying to get a job. They're trying to really be able to once again be successful in a competitive labor market. That's really what P2E is about.
Now, if a person for some reason doesn't make it, mm-hmm. are they out of the program? Do they go back for retraining? What happens to their status?
So we're sticking with them. And, you know, we have a broad workforce network, and P2E is part of it. So if you're having a hard time getting your old job back because maybe you need to bone up on your accounting skills or your welding skills, you know, the Department of Labor and Training through Real Jobs Rhode Island and many other programs is able to help connect you to gain some new skills if that's really what you need. So again, I think P2E is focusing on that drive that I think all of us have to really want to get back to work and want to contribute to our communities and our economy.
The program has been running since February. Is it too early to assess where it's going?
Well, it's too early to know how big it will grow. We are on a federal grant. We were fortunate enough to win to be able to pay for it. And, you know, right now I think that, again, 64% of the people have been able to get jobs. So I think we're comfortable that it works. And, you know, we have another two cohorts, I think. So we, you know, are going to start thinking about how we can fund things in the future.
You anticipated my next question. Who pays for this?
Right now, the United States Department of Labor, we have a grant to pay for it.
And how long do you think the program will be here? Is it permanent?
Well, and, you know, we have another year of funding, roughly. So, you know, we'll have to see how the budget goes and, you know, how this fits into the larger toolkit we have to get people back to work.
As we wrap up, I believe Connecticut has employed this program, and now it's Rhode Island. Have you had to tailor any part of this program to be Rhode Island specific?
So this program was founded by The Workplace in Connecticut, which is the local WIB in Bridgeport, and it's run by a visionary guy named Joe Carbone. And Joe is a real champion for the unemployed. So Joe has taken this model nationally. So it's in Connecticut, it's in Rhode Island. I think he's working in a lot in Nevada and some other places. So
large municipal areas too.
Yeah. So, you know, again, people are challenged, Americans are challenged all over the country in very similar ways. So Rhode Island is not unique in that we have a lot of long-term unemployed folks. This recession was very hard on everybody, particularly those of us who might be over 40 years old when, you know, an unforeseen circumstance happens to us.
Okay, we'll have to wrap it up at this point. And you've been listening to The Bottom Line and our guest, State Department of Labor and Training Director Scott Jensen. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.